Washington State Auditor Troy Kelly was not in the office Wednesday. His staff say they don't know when the Democrat will be back. A federal probe is examining Kelly's past business dealings. Federal agents searched his home, and a grand jury subpoenaed records from his office. Suddenly, the spotlight is on a public official who's known for being a very private person. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins collaborated with the Olympian and News Tribune newspapers and has this report.
Troy Kelly has a corner office in the State Insurance Building, just across the street from the Capitol. His chief of staff, Doug Cochran, leads a tour.
We're in Troy's formal office.
There's a clutter-free desk and a few personal touches, a couple of framed family pictures, military mementos, Kelly is in the National Guard, an old baseball mitt, framed diplomas. Cochran describes his boss as introverted.
He's quiet. He's kind of closed a little bit in personality.
Ask Cochran how much time Kelly actually spends in this office. He deflects.
I'm just not the person that could do that. I mean, I can't tell you that he's here all the time. I can't tell you that he's never here. You know, I have as much contact as I need.
Kelly's schedule for his first nearly 2 years in office doesn't really answer the question either. For about a third of the workdays, where Kelly was and what he was doing is not accounted for. He is, of course, allowed to take vacation, but for more than 150 days during this period, his calendar does not indicate what he was doing during business hours, or the day is blocked with an X. That's an internal code for do not schedule. Kelly's whereabouts on these days is a mystery he hasn't been willing to clear up.
He is not available, and why? Nobody can answer that but Troy. You know, he's assessing the situation he's in this investigation, and he's making a determination that he's not going to be available to the media.
One thing is clear. Either much of Kelly's public life is off the books, or his private life consumes a lot of his working days. Whatever the answer, Cochran thinks it's irrelevant.
It isn't about putting in 40 hours as much as it is being the elected figurehead representing the public in some function that exists.
The function of the Office of State Auditor is to audit state and local government, conduct performance audits, and investigate fraud and whistleblower allegations. Washington is one of only 18 states with an elected state auditor. The position is established in the state constitution, but on a day-to-day basis, Cochran says the office pretty much runs itself.
Troy could say, I'm going on vacation to Hawaii. I'll be back in July. For the most part, life goes on and nothing much changes.
In those moments when the elected auditor is needed, Cochran says he's always been able to track down Kelly, even if Kelly's not in the office. Kelly did return to the office at the start of this week after being away on vacation, but he remained hidden from public view. He issued a written statement saying he's done nothing wrong. Brian Sontag preceded Kelly as a five-term Democratic state auditor. He's concerned that Kelly's troubles run counter to what the office stands for.
Integrity, trust, independence, transparency, and accountability. Those are all the standards that should and do apply to that office, and I think citizens expect nothing less.
Because this is an office that is typically beyond reproach.
That's former state Democratic Party chairman Paul Barrett. He says even before all this, Kelly was an unusual personality for the state's watchdog.
He's not as well known in the Capitol community as most of the other statewide elected officials.
Barrett notes that Kelly, a former state legislator, largely self-financed his state auditor campaign in 2012. He beat out a crowded Democratic primary and then went on to win the general election despite questions about his past business dealings.
Oddly, I think he kind of slipped into office.
Since taking office in January of 2013, Kelly's staff says he's racked up a long list of accomplishments. His office completed a pair of performance audits on state IT security. It eliminated a backlog of whistleblower complaints, and Kelly sought to make the auditor's office more lean, a smaller executive team, many fewer directors, and one less office lease. Kelly also declined the use of a state vehicle. Asked if Kelly is earning his nearly $117,000 a year salary, Chief of Staff Doug Cochran answers this way.
I don't think there's a way to measure that of any of the state elected officials. I think when the public elects them, they've got a job and a certain level of authority the public hands them.
In return, he says, there needs to be a dialogue between that official and the public, and that, he admits, is currently suffering because of the cloud that hangs over Troy Kelly. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.